Hey, welcome to E2One Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and today we'll be talking about news around the MLB and the NBA draft. Edwin Encarnacion was traded to the New York Yankees a couple days ago. He was batting fifth as a designated hitter in Monday's game. He went 0-for-4 in his first game. He struck out on the 10th pitch of his first at-bat in the second inning. He said, "I saw a lot of pitches. I feel good. I'm just missing a couple of pitches that I know I can hit. It's a part of the game. I'll get them tomorrow." He was acquired from Seattle in a trade late Saturday night. Edwin Encarnacion joined the Yankees on Monday and began the day leading the American League with 21 home runs. He said that he expected to be shipped by the payroll pairing Mariners, but he didn't think he'd wind up in New York. When he got the news, he was surprised and happy to be sent to a first place team. He said, "I play to win the game, and it's exciting to come to a team that's battling and doing so well right now." Edwin Encarnacion so far this season has been with the Mariners. He has hit .241 with 21 home runs and 49 RBIs. He's been doing great this season. He's been a slugger throughout his career, having a lot of RBIs and home runs throughout his career. His career high was 42. A couple years ago during the 2012 season, and he also tied it in 2016. Mike Toshman was sent down following their win over the Rays at Yankee Stadium, and Stanton, who has been on the injured list since April 1st with a bicep strain, then a strained calf, returned to the Bronx after completing a rehab assignment with the Single-A Tampa Tarpons and Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre Railriders. That's where Aaron Judge is Tuesday as he recovers from a strained left oblique. Judge could join Stanton on the 25-man roster this week. As for Stanton, manager Aaron Boone initially planned on using him at DH when he returns, but that plan went out the window when the Yankees traded for Edwin Encarnacion. He was happy after the game. He was upbeat in the locker room the whole time after the game. The Yankees are one of the top teams in the MLB with 44-27. They're 1.5 games above the Rays, who have been a surprising team throughout this season. Their opening strategy has worked, apparently, and the Red Sox have been continued to struggling. They're 40-34. The other two best teams in the AL are the Twins with a 47-24 record and the Astros with a 48-25. The National League team is the Dodgers, who are 48-25. And right next to them is the Braves with 43-30. The Giants are in last place in the NL West, below 500 behind the Padres. So I wanted to talk about the NBA draft. The New York Knicks have declined a recent trade offer that would have sent the number 3 overall pick to the Atlanta Hawks in exchange for the 8th and 10th picks. The Hawks have been aggressively exploring multiple trade options in which they package the number 8 and 10 picks to move up in Thursday's NBA draft. But the Knicks were not interested in moving down to acquire Atlanta's picks. Although Duke's RJ Barrett has been projected as the number 3 pick, New York plans to hold a workout Wednesday for Vanderbilt guard Darius Garland. Garland recently told ESPN that he is the best guard in the draft, and he has been widely viewed as a top 5 pick. He was projected to go number five overall to Cleveland in their latest mock draft. But Caesar Sportsbook currently lists Garland as a -170 favorite to be selected at number four. New Orleans is considering the possibility of trading the number 4 pick to Atlanta for number 8 and 10. ESPN reported Saturday that the Pelicans will acquire the 4th pick as part of the blockbuster trade that will send Anthony Davis to Los Angeles Lakers. That was a big trade. That really shook things up. Multiple teams were considering, the Knicks wanted to trade the 3rd pick for Anthony Davis, and that would have been a win for the Pelicans, but this isn't even more of a win. The Lakers traded their future, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, all of them great players, to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. While I do believe that is a good trade for the Lakers, they get an all-star for maybe the next... But the thing is, I don't get why they gave up an all-star for the next 5 to 10 years of their franchise. When LeBron's retired, when Anthony Davis is starting to go into older season. But one of the things that people are talking about is Kemba Walker going to the Lakers. I don't really see that as a I kind of see it as a possibility, but the people close to him says that he does not imagine living in Los Angeles. It's a beautiful place to live, great for his stars. But with Kevin Durant, will he go to the New York Knicks, or will he decide to go to the Clippers or Lakers? The Clippers are a strong possibility, and so are the Knicks, because if he wants to save his he's just moved to the Warriors because they're the greatest team of all time. It would save that. He could have legend status. But with the Achilles tear, he's going to be out for a year or so. And what I would do if I was the Knicks, sign him. Just eat $31 million. Just eat it. And just have him on the roster. Doesn't play this season. That's fine by them. They just want him to rest. It's great for the Knicks because they can just have him early. They can just not worry about the next 5 years. But a possibility that he could do is that I could see him doing is just stay with the Warriors, get the 31 mil, and then just move out next season. That is a likely possibility. That's what I see. But I just see the New York Knicks would pay him the max deal and be able to just eat that money for that year. Klay Thompson, I'm pretty sure, is staying with the Warriors after the injury. I couldn't really see him moving to a different team. The only team that I could see him moving to or going to is the Lakers. That's the only place that I could see him fitting, because Klay Thompson is great. Don't get me wrong. He's a great player. I root for him all the time, but he needs a Steph Curry, basically. He needs a person for him to go, like, he needs another star, whatever team he's on, because he needs them to focus on that player, and then he just sets up in the corner somewhere and just lets it fly. He's a great player. He's a great solo player. He did it without Curry in a couple of these games. He did it with Curry struggling, but I just don't see him going to a brand new, no one's there. He would have to go to a stars place. Kawhi Leonard, I think he is going to the Lakers. I could see that as a possibility, but I think he's staying. I think he's going to stay with the Toronto Raptors. It's a great fit for him. He looks happy. Not a thing that you could really say about him, but he looks like he's enjoying it. And Toronto seems like a place. I was listening to Cowherd a month ago, I think, and it was their pitch should probably just be like, you could live in Los Angeles, live everywhere else, just stay here for half the year until we need you for the season, and then the second that the season's over, go to Los Angeles, go live on the beach, go anywhere. We'll just stay home here for 6 months, 8 months of the season, and that's good. All that's good. Well, thanks for listening to E21Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Arant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E21Go Sports. Also, with Anchor, you can now send us voice messages to be played on the podcast. So do that to send us opinions about certain segments and what you want us to talk about. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21Go Sports. Thank you.